Greeting. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI, Stargate, Rumble, and a few others. So we're out there on VMO and YouTube and everywhere, basically. So stay tuned. We're a lot of changes happening here. I'm not even going to get into the news. I think we can talk about the news on the show. Probably have to be careful what we say. But first, we have a message from our president about China.
That was really, really incredible, I have to tell you.
That was the wrong one. You're supposed to talk about China, but I don't know. We'll have to reroute it. But anyway, we've got Patricia from Keystone Channel, and she has amazing guests on her show on a regular basis. And I wanted to bring her on the show just to get an update on what she feels is happening on the planet. We probably have to tiptoe around some things just so we don't get censored. But we have everything. We cover everything in depth, hard hitting, the latest updates on what's happening with the and everything else. But it's looking good. I mean, all the researchers, everybody are coming out and saying this is bad news, needs to be stopped right now. So we go more in depth and give you all the links and everything. So sign up for the newsletter. Be sure and get the newsletter. Because everything is on there, the latest updates. And without any further ado, I want to bring Patricia on the show. Patricia, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, James. Good to see you again. And everybody in the chat.
Yeah, I like your backdrop. That's nice.
Yeah, it's Bali, actually. It's not my real backdrop, but, you know, yeah. It looks better.
I wish I was in Bali right now. But actually, I will be in Hawaii in a week, so that's nice. I have some conferences there I'm going to be working with, so it'll be fun. I need a little break from the rain and snow up here.
Oh, at least you guys get to travel. I mean, we cannot go anywhere. We're in a new lockdown.
Yeah, how long do you think that's going to go? Because it's, I mean, all the evidence is in, all the, you know, and people go, well, how can that be if this is all true? And I said, and I was looking at this thing the other day and I go, did you know, like, Hitler was man of the year on Time Magazine?
Serious?
And Stalin was also too. And Daddy Bush and Obama, and, you know, they're all in good company there. But they're all like, you know, Biden, you know, they're all like right on the front of Time Magazine. So anyway, if you don't think there isn't a controlled narrative, and there isn't an underlying agenda playing out, that's just take a look at that. But I'm curious, what do you feel is happening lately? I kind of feel it's going to be different everywhere. Depends on how deep rooted the controllers are, but. What do you feel is coming up in the future?
Well, you know, I've always been focused on America and the news over there. However, lately I had to be focused more here because we're like in situations the same as Australia. And I have a lot of police violence, brutality. They provoke riots. And so they are dressed in civilians. And when people want to protest the mandates and all that, you know, they just swoop in civilian, and they create a lot of riots. So then the public starts to, you know, become aggressive as well, or rather, push back. And so the consequences is that, you know, we get beaten up and now actually to the point that the police is shooting. So I only can say, Americans, hold on to your arms because, seriously, we're in a mess and we're literally in prison now, and we're a small country, so we cannot go anywhere. We fit like four times in Florida, so, you know, and we're a very dense population, so that is a bit of a problem. I literally feel very suffocated watching the news. Narratives are the same worldwide, obviously. I think America is quite free compared to the rest of us right now. And, you know, and that used to be equal, except for obviously the arms. But at the moment, yeah, there's the push for obviously the jab and the boosters. They want to push till January. So there is this weird thing going on where people that are pro jab, they are screaming for the boosters. It's beyond me. But and the other ones, the other side is screaming for, you know, the corruption going on. So it's a mess. It's a terrible, terrible mess. And all we can do is sit it out. Now, you ask me what I see for the future. I want to be very optimistic, but at the moment, I don't feel very optimistic. What I usually do have a lot of hope, but I think it will take a while before things get revealed. And so until then, those that are suppressed, those countries like Australia, but also Austria. Austria is a complete police state now. And so they're pushing for that over here as well. This is why the police riots and all that, you know, so they have an excuse to, you know, start roaming the streets like regular. And at the moment, they, how you say that? They recruited another 5,000 police people for to check on the passport, the C passport, which is weird because at the same time they're screaming that the hospitals can't manage. But what really happened is that they closed a lot of hospitals and they do not put any money in there. No, they put it actually in the police to police us. So it's a bit scary, to be honest. And
Well, I mean, the hospitals right now are they're up to 90%, some over, of people that have the jab are in the hospital right now with the exactly, you know, the same problem. So it's like, okay, it didn't work. And now you want to put two more in there. And there's no studies about the side effects or anything else. But, you know, I heard that the UK studies have come out and and also there's other studies that have come out now that are saying that this is like, they're saying, end it now, stop it. This is, this is going to have serious consequences. It already has. And to me, at what point do you go, okay, it didn't work. You're forcing me to get it. It didn't work. And now you're forcing me to get another one and another one after that and another one. And then at what point do you start saying, well, who's behind this?
Well, you know, the media has so much power. They suppress everything. Although we put it out on Twitter and everywhere, you see these people that are actually jabbed. They're agitated when you actually want to prove a point here. Because, you know, why would you want people to die and tell them that people are dying from it? It's not like, you know, we want that. So it's not like we're lying about it, but somehow it doesn't come through. We have just one party that is actually fighting it like hell, but the media is blocking them. Even politicians are now like, this party has to get out because they are corrupt, but because they are talking tribunals, right? And they call it appalling and you cannot even compare it to World War II. Well, that's exactly where we are, you know, but the media is so powerful to suppress everything. And those that are asleep are really asleep. And I wonder, are they ever going to wake up? And if I look at indeed the UK, stuff comes out, but even in the UK, they don't broadcasted obviously in the media. We all know what's happening because we have these back channels where we get these news, you know, from about what's really going on, that the hospitals are full with people that are jabbed. Our media obviously is telling that everybody that's not jabbed is in the hospital. So what are you going to do? How are you going to fight that?
Well, the unjabbed are 13 times stronger, their immune systems, especially if they got it. And it's lasting. You don't have to get 10 more COVIDs, you know, to be safe. But, you know, the thing about that whole saying, you know, whenever the government say we're here to help, it always goes bad every time. I mean, talk about the Native Americans over here. You know, I wrote a Thanksgiving message to people and I said, you know, it is a time of giving thanks. And I said, but, you know, seriously, we really should be going out to the reservations and take them a turkey and take them some frog skins, you know, or money and help them pay their propane bills to stay warm and things like that, you know, food and supplies and with an apology, you know, would be a really good idea for Thanksgiving to do. And I think they have Native American Day following Thanksgiving where they celebrate, you know, but they talk about how the Native Americans saved the pilgrims, you know, cause they were starving and everything. And I just say, well, you know, maybe that wasn't such a good idea, you know, in the long run, because look how it turned out. But anyway, that's happening, you know, this whole thing over in America, it's insane because they have this reparations day. Yeah. And a huge amount of slaves were actually Irish and Chinese.
Yeah. Indeed.
You know, why is it only one race?
Well, because narrative, right? Actually, I'm already going to apply for some reparations later for, you know, being unjabbed and being treated the way I am. Because we're now in a lockdown, and then they call it the 2G system. They always have words for it or color codes. So, you know, it seems worse than it is. And so later on, all the jabs, they cannot go anywhere anymore. After this, we've got a 3-week lockdown, and then they're planning on everybody that is jabbed cannot go anywhere. So that's the state of it. So, you know, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving here. Well, because, you know, we colonized the world. So as the Dutch. But I mean, and besides, holidays too small for, you know, having natives before that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter how far we're going to look in history. If we're going to celebrate or, you know, have to look at repatriation, you call it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how far back are we going then? You know, it's like remembering the Holocaust. Yeah, it's bad that it happened, but nobody ever talks about the Algerian, Armenia, right? Nobody ever, because it's a narrative. Everything is a narrative, really. So, all we're waiting for really is to...
They weren't dark enough or something. I don't know. the whole thing, I always tell people, I said, the main problem is, A, you've got these narcissistic, you know, billionaire eugenicists that are behind the problem. And you have people that work for them that are morally challenged, will do anything for a buck. Yeah. And they will actually enforce their policies too. So you've got the critically thinking, research impaired, social engineered, morally challenged people out there that are going to do whatever they can, because their excuse is, well, I have to put food on the table. You know, I have to pay my mortgage. So I'm going to go beat up my fellow man and suppress him. But it comes back to them too, because they're getting hit with all the same things. But they turn a blind eye to it. Yeah. And I always say, you know what? It's your willing participants in your own enslavement and your own demise. When are you going to figure this out? There is no universal law is so simple. You can never take something from another, and you can't keep what's not yours, basically. And that's the way it plays out. And so, you know, you go around taking lives. Guess what? Your life's toast. And probably a few incarnations out, you're probably going to have the same experience. So, you know, anything.
Well, I intend not to come back here after.
Yeah, me too. You take their freedom. Guess what? You're going to be enslaved for how many generations to come, and your children too. So that's what we have to get back to, and just say, you know what? I can't take money for this. I can't do this anymore. We're all in this together. And the only thing that's going to kill this is unity consciousness, and get away from all the division games. They're trying to divide everybody through religion, through race, through gender, And it's all an agenda. And if you know the real agenda, they want 13 out of 14 of us gone, dead. I mean, so.
But, you know, it's so clear that you can see they're in a panic, right? Because mm-hmm. they're ramping up things in a matter of days now. Yeah. It's not like you wait months. Like a month ago, our world was completely different than today, if I look in my country specifically. But literally, that's everywhere the same. And, you know, like now everybody looks like at Austria, right? Complete police state. And they're like, oh, that's so bad, it's so bad. A week from now, they can be the same here, and they won't even look up, which is obviously those that are awake are. But it's so strange how quickly they get used to it. Those that are asleep, I'm like amazed how well their hypnotizing program works. But at the same time, I do see many other people waking up as well, because but then you're questioning yourself, okay, when is it too late, right, to actually do something about it? Because you guys are in a huge country, we're in a really tiny country, it's very easy to control. We're with 18 million people here.
Plus, you have a camera on every street corner, you know. That's kind of a mess here. Like they keep pushing for that here, and then there's always a pushback, and then they'll sneak it under the table, you know, and put it in. All of a sudden you go, what happened? You know, how we get a camera now on all the streetlights now are becoming cameras, it's pretty crazy. And then all the movies now, they have the hackers, you know, in all the movies now, and the guys. Oh, I can see anything anywhere. I can hack into these systems, and so they're making that cool. Hey, you know, you can access and see anybody anywhere, anytime if you're the cool dude, you know. And it just
wasn't there that movie years ago? Was it Eagle Eye? That was exactly about this, but that's years ago. So we already knew it at the time when I watched it. It was like, whoa, that's scary, but I knew right then we're going to go there. And that's exactly where we are right now, right? But, you know, for those that are awake and enlightened, you know, without being fluffy about it, but, you know, we know this is about sitting it out, waiting it out, and stay positive, which becomes increasingly more difficult. But, you know, this is a whole challenge, isn't it? It feels a bit like an exam.
Yeah, I always tell people it's really simple. Don't serve the beast and don't comply. You know, it's that's all you need to do, because they can't do anything without us. We have to do it to ourselves, and they have to brainwash us and socially engineer us to where we'll do this. Yeah. You know, I want to talk a little bit about that. I wrote a newsletter. I haven't sent it out yet, but it was talk about social engineering and the controlled narrative, and about ufology. And so because we've had a lot of rain and ice and snow, you know, I've had time to go in. I'm usually outdoors all the time, and I had time to go indoors. And so I'm going through the YouTube channel, you know, and I'm looking at all the documentaries about the moon and about Mars and about UFOs and everything else. And they always have the same people, the same doctors, the same professional, you know, experts. And every time they've never seen a UFO, they know nothing about the occupants or their civilizations or who they are or the real history of Earth, which has been colonized repeatedly from the stars. They have no concept. And they're all saying, yeah, well, is it a UFO? We don't know. You know, could it be something back engineered? Yeah.
Let's face it. They really are not interested, are they? Because they have an agenda.
No, I mean, they came out here, ancient aliens came out here, and I gave them the whole story about the ancient colonies, you know, where they came from, who they were, and with incredible footage of the ships and everything, and they didn't show any of it. They showed my hand grabbing for a camera. They totally censored all of it. So, I mean, and I told people it was going to happen. I even told the producer, I know you're going to cut me out of this. I said, so why are you even having me here, you know? And they just wanted to use E-SETI and other people so they could sell, you know, tickets.
Basically. Well, what they're really doing is trying to ridicule you because, yeah, you know, they never show what it's really about. So people will look at it and they say, oh, you know, okay, this is some bullshit. So, you know, this guy, James, he's just there with his camera, but he has nothing to prove. Well, obviously, if these people, you know, censor it, then at the same time, you're going to be ridiculed. And that's exactly what they want, right? But on the other hand, that's like a medal of honor because we in the know that it is legit then, right? However,
if you're coming from truth and integrity, you get censored. And then also too, we all know what Hollywood's all about. You know, it's replete with some pretty ugly stuff, you know, all kinds of ceremonies and worships and pedophilia and all the other stuff. So, cause I've talked about that, I'm blackballed, you know? So that's another thing you won't get in there. But I always tell people, I said, I want you to think about this for 70 years. We're still going, do they exist? Are they real? They're showing you missions to Mars, you know, and they show you these rovers that have these big NASA blue insignias on them. And they're red. They're red on the planets. The reason they're red is they're using filters, and it's probably being filmed in Arizona anyway. It's probably not even on Mars, but so a lot of that was filmed in Arizona. But the anybody with any critical thinking can look at this and go, "My God, this is fake." You know, there's things you can see, and so why are they using red filters? They don't want you to see blue. Because if you see blue in the sky, it means it's either filmed on Earth or there's oxygen on Mars. And both are true, you know, that our Mars does have blue skies and you can function and breathe there. It's less oxygen, but you can function there. But it's amazing. So I'm looking at all these things. I'm going, my God, they're looking for a bacteria. And we've colonized the moon and Mars since the 60s.
No, they're looking for water too, right?
Yeah. And we've had technology and we have our own secret space fleet and the Alliance, and they're aligned with other ETs. We've been working side by side with ETs. And Ben Rich, who is the head of Lockheed, spilled the beans. He said, we can take ET home. We have the technology. He said, whatever you can imagine, we've already done. We have it. And he said, but you're not going to pry it out of the hands of the global elite, you know, and the deep
state. Well, if you think about it, you know, it's kind of, I mean, that there's still a human being on this earth that actually think aliens do not exist. You must be really arrogant in order to think that as vast as the universe is, that we're the only ones here. It's beyond ridiculous, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, and people too are looking for huge buildings, and most civilizations, advanced civilizations, live on the interior of the planets, and they're fortified, you know. So especially if you're out in space, because space isn't always friendly. And then you have the other guys out there saying it's all love, it's all good, they're all positive, open wide, let anything come into your body that comes along. There are no negative ETs, and again. And then you see who they hang out with, and they hang out with these same people in government that we know are pedophiles and controllers and basically murderers, you know?
Exactly. So,
yeah.
But, so you know, if somebody wants it, they can really figure it out. Because I don't know if you know about in 2003 in Romania, Buzău Mountains, they found this inner chamber, like a massive chamber with three tunnels. Uh-huh. Right. And that was in Romania. Well, Romania got into the NATO because of this, because they wanted to blow the whistle on it. They wanted to throw it wide open because the whole history of humankind is in there. Right. Uh-huh. And they wanted to open it. But then in exchange, they were allowed into NATO. If you actually follow that within politics, you know that, you know, that there is some legit stuff going on, even if you know, if you want really proof, because many people ask prove, right? But and because not everybody can see UFOs and you know, it just, you know, goes over their heads. So, but if somebody really wants, it's everywhere in our history.
Well, that's why I say if you can't figure it out by now, you're basically critically thinking, research impaired, and social engineered. and good luck with that, because you know you're just part of the herd. But the I mean, it is everywhere. I mean, we've been here for 36 years now at East SETI, and I was doing this before that, you know, in Santa Cruz and other places. And then I see all these people coming out now, and they're going, a lot of the people I was doing this with in the very beginning are dead. They're all dead. You know, it's kind of like, and then there's a lot of new up and coming people that are kind of, you know, there are some really good ones, like Elena Denon and Megan Rose. And these people are, I think they're putting out some really good information. And, and they're validating the things that I've been talking about since the early 80s, basically. But you know, they're doing a really good job, and they're giving really detailed information, which I didn't really know. I mean, I had face-to-face encounters with the benevolent ones and the negative ones both. And I kind of knew, you know, I just call them the tall grays. I taught the reptilians, or I call them this and that. And I knew the different groups. But I mean, they have the actual names that they call themselves and things. They've gone deeper into that, which is great. It's awesome. But I think about that and watching this thing unfold, and then watching the YouTube channel with all the Mars missions and all these things they have on there, and moon missions and all this stuff. It's like the moon is not natural.
I know a lot of people behind the scene that have the same contacts, have the same information. They just don't come public because not because they don't want to, it's just because, you know, that there's a lot of scrutiny in it as well. And, you know, people saying, oh, no, we're the only ones being contacted and all that. But really, I know a lot of people behind the scenes that have the same context, the same information. I hear it over and over again. I have so many sources that tell me the same things. It's just that, I don't know, it's, you know, everybody should go public like, en masse, so it gets more corroborated. But you know, it's just not allowed, because you know, it's being censored. Even with people within the community are censoring others and all that, because you know, monopoly and all that crap. But you know, if it's about unity, then let's just, you know, be all there. Now there's all infighting here and there, and I'm like, you know, you're all falling for the same trap at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The in-house fighting. I keep telling people, you know, this has to come to an end. You know, I said, you know, karma works. If somebody's off track and spreading disinformation, you know, all those people that were doing that in the past, they're gone. You know, they're a lot of the shills, a lot of the so-called experts and they were playing that game. They're not here anymore. They've folded in on themselves, and a lot, most of them have crossed over. But you know, we've been doing this for, like I was saying, 36 years. People have been coming up here, sometimes 200 people at a time in the field with massive ships coming treetop level, filming it, 200 witnesses on the ground, multiple cameras, and we tell them when and where the ships are going to appear, and they appear right on time. So at what point do you have to say, okay, probably hundreds of thousands of people have been up here to see the ships over the years. And a lot of them have got their own footage, and they're all witnesses to the effect. At what point do you have to say, okay, something's going on, and they must have contact, because they're given the times ahead of time when they're going to appear and where. And I've done it. I did it with Danny Dyer when he came up on this special. I did it with Paranormal State, and even Sean Hannity did a thing on this.
You know, I saw that.
But it got sanitized. They didn't use the really good footage that we have. So, but every time it does get sanitized, they do cover it, but they sanitize it. Because
why would they do that? Well, like a Sean Hannity, right? Why would he actually sanitize it? Is it well, obviously because he's got people higher up, right? That's,
well, I don't think if they told the real story, they could even air it. Yeah, his career might be over. You know, they can go so far.
Exactly.
If you look at Fox News, I like Fox News because they are covering some of it. You know, they'll go 80%, but they won't go the distance.
Right.
They won't. And at least they're doing some of it and calling these guys out for the basic stuff. But I think they have a line that they can't go over. And if they do,
actually, we do have some breakthroughs here when it comes in politics about, for example, you know, the ritual abuse, and there is this you know party that is actually pushing it like crazy to do an investigation about it, because it's been going on for years. I already knew this since 2000, right? Because for many people, 9/11 woke them up. For me, you know, it was all the crap going on over here. And because we already knew about it, because it was covered up constantly. And so now it's actually been talked about in Parliament. But the head of justice, he is the one blocking an independent investigation, because why? He's involved himself, right?
Yeah.
So, but the nice thing is that when they actually put out the narrative, like, okay, well, we want an independent investigation because we've got plenty of witnesses that have been through this and all that, and then the head of justice saying, no, we're not going to do a partial or an independent investigation. He literally outed himself with that. And people are literally waking up to it. There's people that never heard of it. And that are like, and so the same for this topic when it comes to aliens, UFOs. Now, in Holland, that's not apparently a priority, or actually they don't talk about it at all. But in the US, I do think sooner or later it's got to be coming out, right?
Oh yeah, it's coming out because now, you know, I tell people use critical thinking right now. Supposedly, all these whistleblowers and even the head of Lockheed, all these people are saying that, you know, we have the technology to take ET home. We've been in space. We've been on the moon and Mars. You know, not with these firecrackers rockets that we send up that are really dangerous. We have, you know, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, everything else. And so if you do that, if you think about that, there's so much evidence that we do have this technology and that we have, and then one person goes, well, we built that. That's not alien. And I said, and well, how come you call them ARVs? And they go, what do you mean ARVs? And I said, yeah, they're called alien reproduction vehicles. It's alien technology that they reproduce. And just critical thinking, you look at this and you go, well, then why am I looking at this stupid thing on YouTube channel or History Channel, whatever, that they're trying to find life on Mars and the moon? And they've been colonized since the late 60s, and we've been going back and forth ever since then, you know. So,
well, I feel for those people like you that have been awake for so long, have been knowing about this so long, only to get like, what, 40 years ahead, and still, you know, they are censoring it, most of it. And, you know, even the NASA and NSA narrative, and is it, no, NASA.
Never a straight answer, NASA. We call them never a straight answer.
Right? I mean, it's not even interesting for people anymore, because they literally, for the common people that don't know anything about it, they don't even look at it because there's nothing interesting about it.
Yeah.
It's always the repetition of everything, you know, that they've been doing for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, if you take all that evidence, all the whistleblowers and the people that would be in the know, I was on Art Bell quite a while back, and I brought triple PhD Boeing engineers. I had Air Force Base commander there. I had Lockheed guys, Skunk Works guys there, and they testified on Coast to Coast, and they said, "Look,
this that's is where real. I started actually with
Coast to Coast. Yeah, they go, this is real. They're here, and we don't know where they're from." You know, and a lot of them don't. Some of them don't know where they're from because the very spiritually and technologically advanced ones don't work with lower consciousness or people that would abuse their knowledge or their technology. So some of these, they actually do not know who they are because they haven't risen to the occasion to have contact with these beings. So they are telling the truth there. But they know they exist. They know they're out there. They know they exist.
And isn't it interesting, actually, that like so many years ago, there was so much more out there of proper intel and proper evidence. While now, while it actually should be out there, you know, with all the technological boom that we've got, it's actually quite, it's quite little compared to if you look at, you know, the 90s and even before that. But when the internet era started, the beginning of 2000s, that's when I started my research with Art Bell and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, they were really open about it, but obviously they didn't have that big reach that you could have today. And yet, if you look at it today, it's, I think the information is less than at the time.
Less
grandiose, so to speak, because, you know, it is out there. There's so many stories of people that have been to other planets, that have been there for I don't know how many years, come back. But those people have been silenced brutally. So, you know.
Yeah, I feel sorry for them, especially a lot of the secret space fleet and the super soldiers and everything else, because they've, what they had to endure, you know, really messed them up. And I can't imagine, can you imagine sitting there watching reptilians eat people and things like that, and you had to deal with it, and your psyche would have to be totally tweaked, you know, so. But that's changing now because
personally, I know people in the military, quite high up rank, and they see all that stuff on a daily basis, still fighting underground. And the stories are horrific, but they cannot go come out because they're active, still active duty. So you cannot, you know, talk about that stuff because obviously it's part of the war, but I do get that intel. I cannot talk about it except for what I'm saying now, which is, you know, obviously very superficial, but it's horrendous.
I think eventually they're going to, I do think there's a massive white hat movement, and they have probably all the video and the film of that and what really went down and who's behind it. And it's all going to come out. And when it does, these people that were involved in all these things aren't going to be able to walk the streets. I mean, they, and the people that are really, you know, people don't understand the people pushing this jab and the other stuff. The reason they want most of us gone is because of what they've done. And when the masses find out about what they've done, you know, it's going to be over for them. And they know that. And so, so the masses are the enemy. The people are the enemy to them. And people can't wrap their head around that. Why would they do this? Why would they do this? They've been doing this, and they don't want to get caught. And the, if the people wake up, figure it out, there, it's over. And
and, you know, and it's not like if you look at it, they're in a panic now, right? Because if the police is beating up people on the street and they complain about people being the hospitals being full with so-called jabs. In the meantime, the police is beating other people in the hospital. Other people, they're bluntly shot dead, right? Yeah. But, and it's all for your health, right?
Yeah.
It's all for your health.
Yeah, we're here to help.
We had actually, because for last week, there was this, you know, this lockdown came in effect. And so people went immediately to Den Haag, which where our parliament is. And so they were protesting. There were more police than there were protesters, and they were blasted with water cannons. They were they were cooling down so fast that ambulance had to come. And I'm like, well, this is quite ironic. These people have to go to the hospital of what the police do to them, all in the name of your health, right? It's and people don't see it, at least those that are still asleep, they still don't see it. No, they say these people shouldn't be protesting it to begin with. Not something doesn't click in their heads, right?
Yeah. And the main thing, you know, it has a 99.98 average survival rate. I mean, it's and it's nothing more than a mild flu, according to the CDC. So, you know, basically, so all this other stuff is done for that, to stop something that's really a non-threat, and especially it's a total non-threat to kids. It's like they're not, it doesn't even bother them.
No, but they're gonna oblige it for kids. And I don't know if you guys know.
They're mandating every single mandate they've done, and lockdown and everything they've done has not worked.
No, none of course not.
Worked. The jab, nothing's worked. The only thing that has worked is herd immunity. That's it.
And the only people they have on TV is their experts, because the real experts are shut up. But did you know that within the past 5 months, we had famous athletes, 75 European famous athletes, drop dead on football fields, on the tennis courts, and, you know, like blandly, straight in your face, dropping dead in the past five. And then there's people saying, oh, that's steroids. Oh, that's this and that. Well, I don't know about you, but if you look back, that never happened. 75 famous athletes dropping dead just like that. And then, you know, and Wikipedia actually stopped reporting on spontaneous deaths on the field for athletes, right? Yeah. They stopped in July. Since July the 3rd, they stopped actually reporting it, because after that, there were 75 deaths, spontaneous. Yeah. And people still don't want to see it. But the kids, that's what I'm worried about. But I guess it's a big thing.
When I hear about parents marching their kids down, you know, to get the jab, I just go, that's child endangerment.
Yeah.
That's a total fail as far as parenting. Your kids are not even at risk, and you're sticking this witch's brew of poisons and carcinogens and operating systems into your kids, and you haven't even done any research. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, what the hell? And I have a lot of friends, really good friends. They're all parents, you know, and they're going, what do we do? What do we do? And I'm feeding them all the facts and the information and all the time. And I said, you know, bottom line, there's two things you have to do. One, you have to find out who's paying for all this. Who's paying for these mandates?
Follow the money.
And two, hold them accountable. Just say, look, we know you took the money for this and this and this. And so you are not immune for these mandates, because, you know, even the president lost his court cases about it. He doesn't have the right to do these. And OSHA over here, which is the big health and safety thing, they can't enforce any of it at all.
But if you think about it, the natural stuff they keep out of the news, right? Any other sane person would think, wait a minute, what are the alternatives? There are no alternatives. There's only one, and that's the jab, right?
Yeah.
How is that logic? Right? It's not like they promote healthy living, healthy food and all that stuff. No. They just have one cookie cutter thing that in itself should, you know, raise red flags for anybody else. And here's another thing I discovered. Remember those early footages from China at the time when the whole, you know, C flu started? Remember that there were these extreme footages where people just dropped dead on the street?
Yeah.
Well, what is happening with these sports people? They dropped that the exact same way. And I was like, they were already experimenting over there. That was why they fell down. So now if you look at China, you see where it's heading. They are forcing all the children to be, you know, jabbed right now. And if you look at that, then, you know, we need to be worried, because at the time, we all thought, that's the epidemic that's coming, right? What's happening there in China? What we saw in reality, probably, was people dropping dead from.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And and that's one thing, too. You know, people need to really do their own research on that, because there are, even that the chief researchers for the companies, you know, the vax companies, are coming out and saying, do not do this, do not go there. You know, the labs, everybody there, you know, that are, you know, even the people that run the mortuaries are saying, you know, all these guys are double jabbed that are coming in here now, and the hospitals are filling up. 90% of the people are already, you know, supposedly immune because of their jabs, you know. So if you know, what's the reoccurring factor here we're seeing that with everybody dropping dead is the jab, you know, not the C, not the virus that they're talking about. It's all, you know, the main factor everything has in common is the jab. And you know, I run into these people and a lot of them are divorces, you know, that they've divorced, and the guy is pushing for to have the kids jabbed, and yes, the mother's going, no way in hell, you know, she's doing the mama bear thing and going, no way in hell. And then they go, well, I got it, you know, look, nothing's happened to me. And they're going, yes, well, weren't you just in the hospital with serious heart problems? And they're giving you all these drugs to mitigate the heart problems. They go, well, that wasn't from that, you know, and you just go, well, that is the side effect, you know, of it.
The whole divorce thing, that is a huge problem, because I happened to see that last week where the police took a child out of the house, and not with one police or two. No, they were with like 10, and there were lots of screaming. The child didn't want to go because the mother, put out a notice to the police that the father was, you know, not handling the child well because he was anti-jab. So it was the other way around in this case, right? Mom was jab. And they took the child out of the house. That is actually what's happening right now. So they use these divorce people now, you know, to get to the children. And I also saw, because here they have, they called it the jab bus. So they go to schools, and there was this child who was pretty awake, and she actually secretly recorded it. These people are literally convincing these children to take it without the consent of their parents. So then in parliament, there was a political group that said, you know, how are the children protected, and how can we stop, you know, these health buses, whatever, trying to convince their children without the consent of their parents, because, you know, by law that is not allowed. And then this minister that is always pressing for the jab, he said, well, you know, they should have a choice for themselves. Oh, now they should all of a sudden have a choice. They cannot drink alcohol. They cannot do anything, but they have a free choice over their body when it comes to that. Well, and, you know, and still people don't wake up, at least those that, you know, it's, unfortunately, I do believe there's this big cleansing, and I don't think we get around the fact that many are going to perish first.
I'll make it. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, I was talking to somebody the other day about it, and I said, this may sound cold or callous, but, you know, you really think about the gene pool, and I think some people are so socially engineered and genetically challenged, you might say, that they're not going to get it. They're, no matter what you say, they're not going to get it. And they're going to march themselves and their kids down and do their thing. And so there goes that gene pool, you know, that's out of the
picture. What the Bible talked about, the rapture, or what's it called? I'm sorry, I'm not that much in a, you know, but I know there's obviously, there was Revelations, but then there is, what's it called? What they call the end times, which is
tribulation, obviously. Yeah, the tribulation or the apocalypse. Yeah. Or, yeah, all that stuff. But
I think that's what they actually meant with it, probably. Yeah. And, you know, and it's harsh and it's terrible, but I don't think we get around it. I don't want to be pessimistic or anything, but we need to be realistic.
Yeah, you think about who's going to be left. The unvaxxed are going to be left, and the awakened ones that didn't fall for it. And so that gene pool is going to continue.
I call them the stained people now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, these people, and what's funny is these people that are screaming to get it say they got it. They didn't. They didn't get it. And if they did get it, they got the saline solution, you know, the fake one. And
yeah, there are many here.
Yeah, and they show all these pictures of them getting the jab, and you zoom in on it, there's no needle, you know.
Or
the guy's going like this, and he doesn't even have a, have the syringe. And
well, the celebrities,
faking,
right?
Yeah, they're all faking it like they're getting it.
Yeah.
They didn't get it, you know. So to me that's full, that's premeditated murder, basically, you know.
There's well, yeah, no for us, that's obvious, isn't it? I mean, yeah. For those with eyes to see, it's so obvious. And what can we do? All we can do is do our best to wake him up. And those that won't wake up, they just won't. So, yeah. You know, but we do need to take in consideration this might happen, no matter how dark that sounds. But, you know, let's not have illusions over this, because, you know, I do think it's realistic that in order for people to really wake up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people, it's just going to take a 2x4 between the eyes before they wake up, because they're so asleep. They just aren't going to get it. Right. And it has to get that bad. You know, I told people, I said, you know, this has to play out. Unfortunately, I wish I could wave a magic wand and stop it today, but yeah. It has to play out, because people need to see how dark their leadership has become. And on every level, every institution, the higher you go up in the institution, the darker it gets. And people need to see that and stop and pull the blinders down. You know, you pull the blinders off and the mask off, basically both. And then you're going to see what's really going on. But this whole division game, you know, it was big time. It was like, first it was culture, you know, and then it's religion, you know, and now it's race and gender. And now it's the vax and unvaxxed. And these are all division games. And the vax people that need to wake up and go, wow, I blew it. I made a mistake. I'm going to stand with the unvax. I'm not going to have them follow my footsteps.
Actually, you know, the only ones that I see that say that wake up because they had it is because they had some injury, or they have somebody close to them that had an injury. Actually, I even had somebody saw that had a mother, her child went into hospital, and still she considered taking it herself anyway, right? Yeah. Or for her other children, at least. And I'm like, I don't know how many times does somebody has to knock on your door to make it clear. I don't know.
A lot of these people, that their cancer was in remission, and then they got the jab, and then all of a sudden they had full-blown cancer, and they just checked out almost immediately. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that's happening too. And you know, they keep fudging the rules so you can't tie it into the vax. They go, well, they're not vaccinated until 14 days, and then a month after, and then you have, no, they didn't get the fifth jab, you know. Or, you know, they keep moving the goalposts and everything to not tie it back to the jab. It's amazing.
Well, actually, there are so many groups where you can actually report injury or whatever around you. It is endless. You can read on for days and days and days. If people want to know, they can find it. It's everywhere. People are not lying over it. It's not something that, you know, just because you want to prove a point, you're going to invent all these injuries and deaths. But what I wonder is, where did they put them all? How? I mean, I get it because we heard about these people in England where this mortuarium, and he said it's like, it's insane. They have like all these whatever freezers full with bodies, especially babies, so many babies, all pregnant women. And, you know, and I wonder if this is just the beginning. Wow, what's going to happen when this, you know, this booster thing is obviously, you know, the cherry negative. Yeah,
a lot of people say the first one you can mostly undo, not totally, but you can, there's things you can do to mitigate it.
Yeah, it seems to be.
The second one, just forget it. The third one, say goodbye, you know, it's like.
Exactly.
You're on a timer. And it's just a matter of time.
Because your immune system is gone, you know, it's practically like AIDS, right? So any other disease they get, I mean, that's a matter of time. And it is really sophisticated how they've done it, obviously. But, you know, I want to say to the public, anybody that is aware of this, just, you know, not to be pessimistic or anything, but just be realistic about it, that be prepared for this stuff to, you know, increase. And you know, I mean, we shouldn't be cold about it, but on the other hand, what can we do about it?
Yeah, it's playing out. You know, to me, it's part of the more the higher consciousness and energy comes in, the more the negative is going to be exposed for what it is and what it's done and what it's doing. And that's part of the healing process, is the chaos and the death and everything else. Unfortunately, that's part of the healing process. And then when we get beyond that, you know, when it's done, you know, we're going to be all on a higher frequency. But, you know, I'd love to see as many people as possible make that shift, you know, but by their own ignorance, they're taking themselves out and their families and everything, and their own lack of courage. You know, they put going to a soccer game or a play or whatever above their own health. I mean, come on. It's like,
you know what I thought? First of all, if we scrap the word death, right, and call it transition, everything becomes a lot more easier to cope with, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, lost my train of thought. There was another one that I had in mind about it. Oh man, I forgot. It was such a nice one. I forgot.
Yeah. That's right. I've been doing that lately too. It's probably all the chemtrails.
We're getting old.
Yeah. You know what? You know, too, the chemtrails, too, people aren't even focusing on what's going on over their heads. And we are getting hit so hard with chemtrails right now. Yes. So it's a multi effort, you might say. There's many levels to this effort to depopulate the planet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have to really pay attention to what's happening over our heads, what's going into our bodies. And there's so many levels to this that we need to pay attention, because, you know, we're being assaulted on every level. And the only way out is for everybody to unify and become educated, realize what's going on, unify. There's not that many people involved in this that are doing it compared to the masses. And when the masses wake up and unify, it's game over. And that's their biggest fear. Is the masses waking up and unifying, you know?
I remember again, and I thought it was brilliant, actually. It said, if we look at it as a pandemic, you become a victim. If you look at it as a war, you become a warrior.
Yeah,
good one. You know, and your mindset becomes different. So
yeah,
the same with death. If we see it as transitions, it becomes a different perspective of things. If you look at it from the spiritual perspective, then, you know, transition is different if there's going to be a mass transition, so to speak. The same for this, you know, if people keep seeing it as a pandemic, you automatically within, you become sort of a victim, because it's like, what's happening to us? Oh, what are they doing to us? If you see it as a war, you become a warrior.
Yeah, it's a pandemic and it's a war. It's a war on the people,
yes.
You know, and people need to realize it's a multidimensional war. It goes into reptilian and grays and demonic energies and on up there. That's what these people have aligned themselves with. So there's more than one dimension to this war, and people need to realize that they have, through their own hearts, they can access the source itself, the ultimate power in the universe, and deal with this on that level and clear it out. But
On a spiritual level, I noticed lately, I know a lot of people are struggling. That includes me. Frustration, seeing everything around us happening. And, you know, you are easily drawn back into the 3D. However, you know, what this is about is our lesson to stop judging. You know, because that's where we're going. This is what uniting is about. Oneness is about, is that, you know, we can judge it. Yes, it's hard to look at these people that get trapped and so ignorant. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they are part of this whole evolution as well. Because without those people, evolution wouldn't be happening either, would it?
Yeah. People, you know, they're playing their roles and they are eternal, you know, they're just, and some of the lessons they need to learn have the consequences of death. Unfortunately, that's how they've chosen to play that out. Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, ignorance has a price, you know?
Oh yeah. And it's not bliss.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I actually made a t-shirt for that in my Teespring, which is, ignorance is temporary bliss.
Yeah, that's a good
one. You know, because it is.
Yeah, we're hitting the end of the hour now. Is there anything, last words you want? It's been a great seeing you again and interviewing you, and we'll probably get in trouble for this interview, I'm sure.
Sorry. I try to taper down the words, but I became a BQH practitioner, which is a quantum healer, regression, going to past life, stuff like that. It's really fun. So I do that right now, and I'm still on my channel having guests, and obviously I'm going to invite you soon again. And yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And keep going, right? It's all we can do, really.
Yeah. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? Is through the Keystone channel or?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube, Keystone channel, my website, although the BQH is not there on yet because I need somebody to do that for me. But whoever wants to book a session, they can. And I'm on Telegram as well. And moving on. Keep going. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, keep up the great work. Also, too, I found out, too, in my own life is the more you try to push somebody to wake up, that the more they push back. And when you walk away and do your own thing and say, have fun with that, all of a sudden they shift, you know. So, so sometimes we need to just walk away and live our own lives. And Babaji once said that. He said the best contribution you can give to humanity is to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, healthy, abundant life, and be an example for others. And so that's what
I do want to say to the public, it doesn't matter how hard it is. Just keep in mind what James just said, because it's true. All we can do, really, we can do our best, and that's what we can do. But we should not forget ourselves, because it is hard to cope with. It is sometimes hard to see all these things around us. Just keep your focus on yourself when that happens. And, it's the only advice I can really give, because that's the only advice I give myself. Right. So, keep loving.
Yep. Stay in the heart and don't comply.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't participate, because there's that end. People think they're going to be safe by participating. No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
And actually, the higher you get up on that ladder, the more you know, the more you're a threat, and it's a dead end.
At this point, actually, the whole waking other people up becomes useless, right? Because it's already in the quantum field. If people want to wake up, they can. And it's not anymore our task to do this. What is our task now is to take care of ourselves as best as we can, because a lot more is coming, without being a pessimist, but just, take care of yourselves now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we just hit the timer. We're off. So we got to sign off, but I can't thank you again for coming on the show. And this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. And he said, he's Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and do not comply. Good night. We'll be right back.